Honey, you gotta come see this.
I'm gonna go. Taking violin, going to Joe's.
Florida?
I wanna get there before the school year starts.
I don't understand. What about Los Angeles? I thought we agreed about the fresh start.
I just can't. We've really tried.
We haven't tried.
I can't do it anymore.
Therapy isn't trying. It's just figuring stuff out so you can really do something.
I've tried. And as much as I keep trying to let you in again, this wall comes up. And I can't get past it.
Just look at this house. Look at this house I found. It's right near Hancock Park, where all those big mansions from the 20s are. You always talked about how much you wanted a house like this, one with personality. Well, here it is.
You don't listen. A house isn't going to fix it, Ben.
It's just a house, Viv. Come on. Take a look. It's nice, right? It's a little lamps and everything. I don't know, maybe it's haunted or something. I mean, it's still a stretch at that price, but it's been on the market for a while, so maybe they'll go lower. There's even an office, so I can see patients at home. I mean, it's perfect.
No.
Honey, the reason you can't hold on to this idea of leaving is because it's not what you want. I've been looking at houses for a month, and when I found this one, I swear to God, it was like a laser beam shot right into my brain. I could see it all so clearly. It was like a movie in my mind. We were together, you, me, and Violet, all around the fire. Violet was reading some depressing Russian novel, and I was stoking the fire, and you were on the couch, rocking a baby. Honey, we have made so many life choices based on our gut, and right now, my gut is telling me that this place, this house, is gonna break down that wall inside you.
I'm sure it's a beautiful.
Just come see the house. The three of us will fly out. Just come see it. When I look at this place, for the first time I feel like there's hope.
Vivian? Vivian! Violet! Vivian!
Where are you, Vivian?
Vivian!
We weren't expecting you until tomorrow, after the service.
I know, but I can't impose on you like this, Constance.
Don't be silly. Looking after this little angel is no imposition whatsoever. And I wouldn't think of burdening you with the care of a newborn during this time of your unspeakable tragedy.
Thank you. But Vivian's sister's here now, so...
Oh, I see. What a blessing distant relations are in times of trouble.
If I could just get his things.
Certainly. Though it is nearly his lunchtime. I know. Why don't I feed him? He'll fall right asleep, And then you can come back in several hours.
I can feel it.
It's really no trouble at all.
I'm here to get my son, Constance.
Your son, of course. Let me just gather up his things. This formula has to be warmed up. All you have to do is run it under the hot water tap.
I'll be fine.
No, I don't believe you will. Nor will that child if you take him back into that house.
Just give me his things.
Dr. Harmon, hear me. There are forces in that house that mean to do this child grave harm. We both know that it's true. Same forces that killed your sweet wife. Oh, and what about your daughter? Tell me, Dr. Harmon, would you buy a casket for Violet, too? If that house can claim her spirit, what's going to happen to this sweet little baby?
The baby's going to be fine.
Oh, you are a fool! After everything that you've seen, after everything that has happened, how can you still be so blind? Hello?
Hey, it's Ben Harmon, Tate's therapist.
Yeah, I'm calling because I can't treat your son anymore.
I'd like to give you the number of another psychiatrist who I think could help him.
Oh, no, but why, doctor?
Because your son has crossed the line with my daughter.
Oh, but...
I'm so sorry.
Where is he?
In his grave. He's been longer than he lived on this earth.
You destroyed my family. You!
You are paying for your own sins, Dr. Harmon.
Let me give you some advice. When I leave here, lock your door and pray I don't come back.
I wonder, how is your adjustment going? I have to say one of the hardest things is watching Ben. He's so devastated.
Yes, well, it's always the living that make it hard.
You don't need to run off, dear. He can't see you unless you want to. Right, I keep forgetting. I want to nurse it so bad. No, Ben, not the microwave. You're hovering, dear. It's a bad idea.
See, he remembered. He was a good dad.
Myra, I know you don't approve, but despite all his flaws, he's a good father.
I'll never understand why you always need to come to his defense.
You wanted to see him. Is that what's going on? Are you fighting the desire to appear?
No, I do not want him to see me. I absolutely do not want him to see me or Violet. I have made her promise me. Because if he sees us, then he's going to want to stay here.
It's okay, kiddo.
He has to leave his house. And raise our baby.
Then sit down and keep your distance. Remember the end game.
It's all going to work out.
Different. He's so sanguine.
Perhaps he's dreaming of all the women he can have relations with. Forgive me, I suppose that was unkind.
Would you make me a cup of tea, please?
No. Your denial is impressive. You're a ghost, Mrs. Harmon.
I don't take orders from ghosts.
And you're equal now in this world.
So you are.
I owe you an apology. And I think you should call me Vivian.
I'd like that.
Vivian, if I may. Leave him be. Don't torture yourself.
It's not your fault. None of this is. Your Aunt Jo's gonna be here soon.
Thank you.
You can't do this.
I knew you were here. Why did you come to me?
It would just make it worse. I'm only gonna take the baby and go.
Just let me do it, then we can be together.
No, no. That baby needs a father, Ben.
I'm not his father. You know it, and I know it.
He's my baby, and you shouldn't be smoking. I don't really care where it came from. I would give anything if I could take care of
him. Rohan, I am so sorry for everything I put you through.
I want you to hear me. I forgive you. So enough with the drama and the tragedy. We've had enough in this family. We've had enough. And the one spot of light that there is that baby asleep upstairs. That's your opportunity to do something different. I want you to take the baby, and I want you to leave this house, and I want you to never come back.
Your sister said she would take care of him. She's a good mother.
No, I don't want that.
What do you want?
Envision you with that boy on your shoulders, walking down Newbury Street.
What about Violet?
What about Violet? I'm a teenage girl. Not exactly a cakewalk.
Violet. What kind of father have I been? You weren't eating, you weren't going to school. You were already gone, and I didn't get it.
I shut you out. I was afraid it would break you.
I miss you so much.
I was never getting into Harvard.
Oh.
But I saved you a shitload of money.
Yeah, you did.
You have to leave, Dad. Every minute you're in this house, you're in danger, and so is that baby.
Let you leave.
Get out of my way. Now I don't have time for your bullshit.
Yes, I'm Stacy. Mm-hmm. This is my husband, Miguel.
Miguel! What an exotic name. I must confess to a fascination for all things south of the border.
Actually, my family's from Spain.
Yeah. All the better. I find European Hispanics vastly superior. This is a classic L.A. Victorian, built in the 1920s by a doctor to the stars. As you can see, it's just fabulous. These are real Tiffany fixtures. Everything else in the house has been updated.
Gabriel, hold on. I apologize for my son. Apparently he's got the skateboard surgically attached to his body. He doesn't go anywhere without it.
It's quite all right, Mr. Ramos, as long as we don't leave any marks on the floor. Are we waiting for another sibling?
No, we just have the one. Thank you.
The furnishing is from the previous owner, but if you see anything that you like, I'm sure the estate is open to selling at the right price.
Speaking of money, Marcy, I know the economy is down, but why is the asking price so far below market?
There isn't a problem with mold or radon, is there?
No, nothing so simple. In the interest of full disclosure, I must inform you that the previous owners passed away in the house.
Oh.
How?
The wife died during childbirth, and the husband, in his grief, committed suicide. He hung himself from the second-story balcony. It's a tragically romantic love story. This is their dog, Hallie. She's the only remaining member of the Harmon family. I've adopted her.
Well, at least they weren't murdered.
Mrs. Ramos?
Yes?
I'd be happy to show you another house. But no matter where you go, you'll be moving into somebody's history. Only this one can be had for $200,000 less than the last time I sold it.
What do you think, Gabe?
I'm believing this.
Of course he would say that.
Should we continue the tour?
Yes, sure.
I know you're going to love the kitchen. It's got marble countertops, a breakfast nook, and have you ever seen a pasta arm?
No.
Personally, I haven't. I live alone. But Mrs. Harmon fancied herself a bit of a gourmet. Notice the gazebo in the backyard.
Okay?
Yeah. I slipped. Where's Mom?
Oh, the second she stepped from the kitchen, it was game over. I think we just bought ourselves a house. Come on, you gotta check out the rest of this place. There's definitely room for a pool table.
Imagine sipping a nice mojito on a hot, sunny day. I guess you folks tolerate the heat better than us gringos. Am I right?
See, you've got a new family moving in next door.
Yes, I noted that. Oh, I do hope they're a nice family. I'd go over there and welcome them personally, but as you may imagine, returning to that house is difficult for me after what I saw.
You stupid son of a bitch. Please tell me. You're not here with any more bad news.
No real news, actually.
So you still haven't found that precious baby?
No trace.
That's very worrying.
I'd like to go over your statement again. Just to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Of course.
You said you'd gone over to the Harmons at approximately 7:30 p.m. to check on Dr. Harmon and his daughter. After ringing the bell and getting no response, he decided to enter the premises.
Being no stranger... tragedy, I was understandably concerned. Prescient, as it turned out.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Can't believe she killed me.
Serves you right. My first instinct was to flee, to run screaming and never return, but then I thought of the baby. Shit. Well, that's all very touching. Where the hell's the baby?
So I went searching for the Harmon's daughter.
And when I discovered that she was gone too, I understood what must have happened.
Have you come to see my baby?
I'll come to fetch my grandson.
Oh, you think so?
Mrs. Harmon agrees with me. House of the Dead is no place to raise a child.
It is for this baby.
He's special.
He's mine. Over my dead body.
We're well past that.
Oh, shit.
Violet took that child and fled. God knows where. But I keep them both in my prayers every night.
Well,
if you think of anything Violet said to you that could indicate where she might have gone, you will let us know.
Oh, without hesitation.
Thank you for your time.
Where's my good little angel? Where's my good little angel?
Who are you?
You have awful taste in music. Butthole surfers?
Hello, breaking and entering. Who are you?
A ghost of my former self. Violet. I live in the neighborhood.
Your hand's cold.
You know what they say. Cold hands, warm heart.
Yo!
Don't you know your moans? Like animal boy, if you're tough to die.
Hey, get out of my room.
You sure you want to be alone? They say his house is haunted.
You're kind of twisted, aren't you?
You're in the laugh of it. You okay?
Yeah, it's sort of warped.
You know who's warped? That realtor, Marcy.
You think? I think she's hot. Red hot. Smoking hot.
Really? I may have to waste that bitch then.
Hey, there's enough for me to go around.
Well, I'm not into sharing. Are you going to christen the house tonight?
Does this answer your question?
This does. Gabe's upstairs.
I remember when we were like that.
In the beginning.
To be continued.
On that note.
Yes.
Gabe's graduating this year. This house is so big. Do you think we'll be lonely?
A baby? Don't you think I'm too old?
Almost.
Ah.
Almost. So we should get going.
I lost two babies in this house. One of them never even took a breath. And Constance stole the other one.
Well, at least he's out of this house.
They seem like such a nice couple. They can't have a baby in this house.
You're right. You have to do something.
You're going to need help. Some spirits in the house are angry and vengeful and eager to inflict their fate on others. But many of us are innocent, kind, blameless victims at the hands of another. And we don't want to see more suffering in this house.
Thank you. What were you dreaming about?
Shit.
Bet I know. I'd dream about her too if I could dream. I don't think I do anymore.
The hell? Who are you? What are you doing in my room?
This used to be my room, and then it was hers.
What are you talking about?
Violet. She was my girlfriend.
The freaky chick from before?
What do you mean by freaky?
She seemed really cool. Nothing happened. She didn't say she had a boyfriend.
We kind of broke up.
Right. Well, I mean, it's totally hands off, dude. I get it.
No. I don't think you do.
Shit. Mom!
Friends, and you played some sports. You make good grades, right?
Average?
Average is good. Normal is good. She deserves normal.
Get out of my way! I don't want a hard job!
Though I do have to kill you.
For you to open your eyes and see what this place is, what it can do.
I need someone to feel my pain.
Let me meet you. Look what he did to me.
Why are you doing this? Please. I told you, man. Nothing happened!
Could you maybe not look at me? I mean, could you like stand up or...
I don't know, turn around or something? Please. Don't kill me.
It's nothing personal. It's just that she's all alone.
And that's not right! Stand up!
Buddy. Stop that.
Come on. Give it calm.
Naughty boy. What would Stacy think?
We're on a train.
Wide awake. Preying on the new meat?
Who the hell are you people?
He used to be my husband.
You have no idea how long I've been wanting to do that.
You have no idea how long I wanted to do that. This is what it does to you. This house.
Run.
Tate, no. Put down the knife, Tate.
I can't. I'm doing this for you. I couldn't save you.
It's my fault you're alone.
But I'm not alone. My family's here now.
It's not enough. You need someone.
Not him.
Then what do you want?
What I wanted was you.
You told me to go away.
Yeah. But I never said goodbye. Come let me say goodbye.
Tour concludes with one of the most famous houses of horror in the City of Angels and the recent and bloody tragedy of the Harmon family.
No, there's nothing
only
to add here
to the infamy of the Murder House.
I have to sell this house. Get out of here!
I have to sell this house.
Have you got a minute? I know. I'm the last person you want to see right now.
You're not a person. You're a monster.
I really miss our talks, Ben. They were really helping me.
Bullshit. You're a psychopath, Tate. It's a mental disorder, and therapy can't cure it.
So that's your diagnosis? I'm a psychopath?
Yep, and the worst kind. You're charismatic and compelling, and a pathological liar. But don't listen to me. I'm a total fraud. And by the way, therapy doesn't work.
It doesn't work? Then why do people do it?
Because they don't want to take any responsibility for their crappy lives. So they pay a therapist to listen to their bullshit and make it all feel special. So they can blame their crazy mothers for everything that went wrong. Sound familiar? It's a great racket, too. Week after week, month after month, year after year, we collect checks, but deep down we know it doesn't work.
You son of a bitch.
We're not so different, Tate. I'm a bad person, too. I hurt the people I was supposed to love the most.
But they forgave you, right? Maybe Violet will forgive me, too.
She can't. You can only forgive someone for what they've done to you directly. Those people you murdered, they're the only ones who can forgive you. And you took away their chance.
So this is it? There's nothing I can do? No chance of mercy?
terrific performance, Tate. The whole misunderstood kid act, oh, I fell for it. Violet did too. But a psychopath, by definition, is incapable of remorse. So come on, let's try this again. For real, this time, you destroyed everything that mattered most to me. What could you possibly want from me now?
I don't know about definitions, but I really am sorry, Ben. To you more than anyone.
Stories are easy. What about taking responsibility for the things you've done? Christ. You can't even say the words.
In 1994, I set my mom's boyfriend on fire. And then I shot and killed 15 kids at Westfield High. I murdered the gay couple who lived here before you. And I raped your wife. There were other things, too. Other people I hurt. I'll tell you everything.
I'm not your priest, Tate. I can't absolve you for any of this.
Right. I get that. But can you just hang out with me sometimes?
Here. Here, no nanny.
Hello?
Norma?
This is not that night, please. Mother taught me that's rule to live by. I never allow the help to call you by your first names.
Is that my baby?
Oh, forgive me. This is Montgomery.
I would have come sooner, but I didn't think he needed. I thought he was so bored.
Nearly. He made one tiny little cry and then passed on. Apparently I'm the only one who witnessed it. Charles didn't. Genius. He's an unhappy child, I'll tell you that.
It was you, the birth mother. Perhaps it was your poor nutrition or just your
genetic inferiority. In any case, I'm quite dissatisfied. He's a weakling.
Well, his lungs are strong. I could hear him upstairs.
Yes.
May I?
Oh, hands off. People, you think you can just show up and claim some sort of birthright, but arrangements were made. This baby is mine.
I understand. But I do know some tricks that might be helpful to quiet him down. What are you calling?
Little noisy monster.
Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond.
Oh, thank God. I was actually afraid I might harm him if he didn't quiet down. He has been inconsolable for days and days. I am so exhausted. Oh, dear, I think I might need to take a rest. Perhaps you can keep him for the night.
You take a rest, Mrs. Montgomery. You need a nice rest.
We'll be fine.
Thank you.
I'm not entirely sure I have the patience to be a mother.
Probably all of those hideous nannies. Mother wasn't very good at it either, truth be told.
What are you doing?
Scouring the cabinets with vinegar, Mrs. Fairman. Just noticed how sticky they were when the new family moved out. I don't know what else to do with myself. Cleaning is what I'm good at, so I'll just carry on.
Sorry, Mother. Look who I found. He was in the basement.
He was down there with Nora. I wouldn't stop crying.
I knew she couldn't handle him. She doesn't really want a baby. She just got stuck on that idea. Not a motherly bone in her body, that one.
Do you want to hold him?
He's such a frail little thing.
Skin is like peaches.
I would have made a good mother if I hadn't been such a little trap. Forgive me. There's nothing worse than a self-pitying old maid.
You know, I'm gonna need so much help with him.
I can't accept such a position. I'm not trained as a nanny.
I wasn't thinking that you would come work for us. I was gonna ask you if you wanted to be his godmother.
That make you feel safer?
Addition to the family.
Yeah. I found these in the attic.
Wow. Those ones are ancient.
I suppose they are. You'll come to understand, Violet, that the word ancient will lose all its meaning when your entire existence is one long today.
Okay. Everybody ready? Chopped it down myself, I'm proud to say. Have you ever seen anything so beautiful?
I have. Look at him, he's so amazing. Best temperament hardly ever cries. Looks like his daddy.
For it again.
Grow up, Aaron, Belle. She's not into you. You're not getting back into her. She'll never talk to you again.
I'll wait. Forever if I have to.
Come down. How would you feel about working a miracle today, Helen?
Constance, you get your ass in my chair. Oh, where you been, girl? I was starting to think you found yourself another salon.
Oh, heavens, no. No, I've just been a bit housebound of late.
Now, don't shriek when this scarf comes off.
Lady Clairol and I have become entirely too familiar.
Housebound? You have an accident?
No. I had a baby.
A baby?
A boy. A son. I didn't give birth to him, of course. No, he was the, child of distant cousins on my mother's side. The DeLong Brays of Virginia, Eveline and Steve. They died tragically
in a highway accident outside Richmond,
leaving that poor little angel an orphan.
Terrible.
Yes, but little Michael and I, were meant to be together.
He was meant to be my son.
And I his mother. Oh.
And I am sick of looking like his grandmother, so... Here, you work your magic.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, you truly are an artist.
Well, even an artist needs the right materials.
Oh. You know, Constance, in all the years I've known you, I don't think you have ever looked younger or more radiant.
It's true, isn't it? May I confide something?
Yeah.
Ever since I was a little girl, I knew I was destined. Great things. I was going to be somebody. A person of significance. A star of the silver screen, I once thought. But my dreams became nightmares. Instead of laurels, funeral wreaths. Instead of glory, bitter disappointment, cruel afflictions. But now I understand. Tragedy was preparing me for something greater. Every loss that came before was a lesson. I was being prepared. Now I know for what. A remarkable boy, destined for greatness. In need of a remarkable mother, someone forged in the fires of adversity, who can guide him with wisdom, with firmness. With love.
I apologize for being so late, Flora. But Helen had to go into minute detail every tiresome moment of her niece's bat mitzvah. The amount of money those people throw away on a 13-year-old is... Flora?
Thank you.